2015 had updated the software in their keyless entry systems. The company thought the software update would ensure the doors were latching when they were closed, but officials say it has received complaints since that time, saying it didn't work. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday and it's Trish. Good morning, hon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings.
How are you today? Was the sunrise right in your eyes the whole way in?
Oh, man.
Is that a killer?
So not only are you dealing with a road that changes every single day when you come into town on Placer at Buenaventura, but you can't see because you got the sun squarely in your face.
There you go, buddy.
I clipped a cone. I don't think I actually took it over, but yeah, I was blind.
Well, you know what I do is I take a cone now and then because I need a place to park, so I just take that cone and drop it in places. And people don't park there. And I come up, get my cone, put it in the back of the truck. It works every time.
Yeah.
Good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here at Free Fire Radio. 605-4567 is our number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And Trish is here with
70 degrees as we speak. We're going to have 102 degrees today, a low of 70. On Friday, 102 and a low of 72. Once again, on Saturday, they're predicting 102. And on Sunday, I can't believe what I'm seeing. It's not going to be 100. It's going to be 97 degrees. Absolutely balmy. Get
next
out your
week, it's going to be like 93 or 94.
97, 95, 97. Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be under 100.
Until Wednesday, and then it'll be 102.
And then it goes back up again. Right.
Exactly.
But it's going to be like balmy weather.
Well, and cooler in the, you know, cooler in the evening, and that's really
the
good.
Yeah.
That's good. When it cools down into the 60s at night, get a good night's sleep. You wake up, the house is a little cooler. You start off the day in a much better spot. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. We're the... We're calling a guest. The first guest was supposed to be on at 7:05, and we called him, but we didn't get an answer because he's not from here. What happens is I get hundreds of emails a month from people. I get at least six a day from these two companies that have speakers that they, you know, or you know, they or they have comments or they have these things. You know, that, hey, just call our guys and we can get them on. And so the one came through a couple weeks ago called the Chicago Way.
And
it had to do with Trump dealing with people. And I thought it was and it's humorous, but it's I couldn't tell if it was tongue-in-cheek, but I think it is because the guy's a comedian who's not going to be on the show today because August 10th. Is it August 10th?
It is August 10th.
Is it 7:05 Pacific Standard Time?
Uh-huh.
Yep, I'm in. Can you call me at this? Can you call me at that time? And the number
I left him our number.
Yeah. Was it his name? Did he answer it?
The answering machine lady did say Evans Air.
Okay. All right. There we go.
Well, there you go. So maybe he might call.
Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. Because there's a lot of things going on.
Okay.
Doug Carney. Mm-hmm. He was head of the Corporal Knights. You know, he's president of the organization, the guy that, you know, kind of oversaw everything happening. 57 years old, former sheriff's investigator, passed away.
Wow.
Yesterday. What a surprise.
Natural causes, do we know?
You know what? Yeah. It just said he just passed away. I mean, 57 years old.
Oh,
when you see that, and they said it was suddenly.
Oh, that's way too
so
bad.
That must have been maybe a, you know, a stroke or a heart attack or something like that. But hey, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family, of course.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
In the prime of his life.
Well, you know, that is, too. I mean, that's not like... You know, that's not like when you're 97.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, and that you're, you know, you're making love to your wife or something like that.
You you've lived a good life by the time you get into your 70s and 80s. But 57, wow, that's young.
Well, wait a minute. I still think 70s is, you know what, when they talk about how the plane takes off, frankly, as far as I'm concerned, in 70, you're just barely reaching, your that altitude where you travel. I mean, you know, you're still kind of that's the way I feel. I mean,
I concur.
I concur. I mean, have you slowed down?
No.
There you go. There's your answer. If you don't slow down, if you keep moving, if you keep your feet moving and you keep your mind occupied and all this, I swear you can go on to your, you know, into your probably your hundreds, and there's going to be so many people who are 100 or over. In the next, in the next 20 years, I mean, because they live longer, they're healthier. As long as you keep your mind healthy.
I found myself actually resorting to a saying I thought I would never say. This young lady came up to me. It was trying to hustle us by selling us some piece of junk that, you know, had obviously been boosted from somewhere. And I'm looking at her going, honey, I own shoes that are older than you are. Your scam isn't going to work with me. When did that happen? You know.
What about the time when you used to, you know, you'd sit in a bar and a girl would come and sit down beside you and look at you and go, well, you know, you look safe, you know, to talk to. And then, and, I mean, to talk to. That was back when you were in your 20s and 30s, right? And you felt good because, you know, yeah, okay, I look, I'm clean.
No.
And then, you know, then you work it. And now, though, when they come up and they say, well, you look like you're safe to, you know, sit next to. You realize that it is because they think that, you know, that wasn't an opening line.
They're not coming
on. That was not an opening line. You know, it's like, and then you also find out.
You're harmless.
You're really, they really like talking to you. You know, because there's no threat here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, honey, there's always a threat here. You just don't know it yet. And as soon as I remember why, you might be in trouble. Anyway, enough of that. Is that?
I know. No. You know, I think I'm always surprised when someone actually realizes how old I am, because I don't feel that old. I don't think like I'm old, but every once in a while if somebody actually says something that indicates they're aware how old I am, it always takes me by surprise, because I just think, well, I'm a lot younger than that. I should be with that group, not this group. Why are you segregating me in this manner?
Why are you putting me over there with those old people?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
well, you know, I think that's it. I think you know what? God has this, you know, has done this in the right way, because he lets it sneak up on you. I mean, if you were okay, if people like they're 25 and they look in the mirror the next day and they're like 65, they'll fall down and die.
That'd be a shocker.
But
yeah,
as time goes and you look at it every day, it changes a little bit, but it's so gradual that you don't really notice it. And even now you don't notice it because you feel good and you go, wow, you know, I mean, I just feel as good as I did when I was 20, because you can't really remember 20 and you feel pretty good now.
But there are mornings.
There are mornings. I look like a wind-up doll getting out of bed.
No, you look in the mirror and you go, who is that old person staring back at me?
I guess, but, you know, the thing is how I spend an extra hour in a chair at the barbershop down at Cypress Square to put this gray in my hair, because it's just naturally dark and it just – people think I dye my hair to keep it that dark, but I don't. I have to put gray in it.
That's just a lie.
It was a lie. Okay,
but here's the deal.
What?
As I sit right now, this is my hair. This is my color. I have no color on it. I usually color it for body, so it's a little darker than this, but that's as much gray as I've got now.
Boy, that's some good genetics right there, lady.
Yeah, wow. Because I was looking at it and went, oh, wow, I need to really color. I have pretty much no gray.
That's pretty much true.
So there you go.
And you know what? It's okay. Before we go into talking about how great our number is, you know, here's the other thing for a guy. You know, you can do your hair, but if you have a mustache, I mean, it gets gray. Mm-hmm. And as you go down your body, if you've got hair on your body, it's getting gray.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, okay, enough of that. But the one thing, you know, Linda's been gone for 4 days now. or she'll be coming home tonight. She's been up in the mountains. And, in fact, this morning they had thunderstorms last night. It was 45 degrees.
Oh, wow.
Up where they're at. And I said, oh, good, because when you come home by noon, it's only going to be like 95, because it's going to go up to 102 to 105 today. So it's only a 40-degree difference.
In a two-hour drive.
So,
but, you know, that's the one thing about this area is I've never lived any place where you can go on a regular basis and get a 50-degree swing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, in 24 hours.
Oh, you can go over the coast 3 hours from here or 3.5 hours from here for the coast.
Even living in Redding, some days it'll be way high. Well, you go 102 and then it's going to be 60 at night. That's 40-degree swing
right there.
Well, okay,
look at this. It's 70 degrees.
It's 30
right
degree
now,
right there.
And there's a 32-degree difference right there. Yeah. Instead of being like at 90 at night. Which, has it ever been 90 at night around here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not a couple of weeks ago, we're kind of in a little pocket up there, and it was 11 o'clock, and it was still 90 degrees. I was like,
So one nice thing living right next to the river,
that big heat.
That makes a big difference there. I tell you what else makes a big difference for me when I'm sleeping is my sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is, of course, 55. And I can adjust it. When Linda's gone, there's only one half of that bed is used. I mean, the rest of it has got the pillows and everything.
I know.
I just don't use the other side of the bed.
I can identify with that.
You can identify with that.
And my sleep number is also 55. But you know what? I keep both sides set the same. Because I might just want to roll over to the other side just to make sure that I'm wearing the sheets out evenly.
You know, that's a good idea. And then, but with this new Sleep Number 360, no matter where you are, it's going to adjust to you. The bed adjusts to you. And I think, gosh, that's great. I mean, you're kind of, so you roll over in the middle of the night, and on that side, it adjusts to your body. I mean, Sleep Number has won technology awards for this innovations. But the one thing it does, it's for smart, effortless comfort when you're sleeping. And now you can go down to the Target Shopping Center, and you can get a introductory savings of $200 to $400, $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Go down and try that out. See how it works. Plus, they have other innovations. Like, it's hard to believe that right now it's so hot. But when it gets cold, you sleep better if your feet are warm.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got little foot warmers built into the bed. Can you believe that? I mean, that's
That's really a great addition.
Well, it's either that or you get you adopt another dog and throw him down at the bottom of the bed. But I think this is a great innovation. You don't have to feed it. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in there. Take a look at what they have down there. It's pretty good. All right. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Reading, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
The MASH Bash is coming Saturday, August 12th. Hi, Rob Burrows inviting you to the VFW Hall in Anderson for MASH Bash 2017. Dress up as your favorite MASH character for a fun evening with barbecue dinner from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers, live music from Wildcard and Chris McCandless, auction, drawings, costume contest, and a great night of fun supporting the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, call 378-2280. And thanks for your support.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 in the studios right here in the center of River City, where the change is going to occur. The reclamation, the taking back of the city of Reading from several recalcitrants that just won't cooperate. Yeah, you'll know what I'm talking about later on today because we're going to talk about it. All right, 7:22 in the morning. I'm here with Trish Clark, 70 degrees now, going up to 102. And we have on the air Evan Sayet. Good morning.
Hey, Carl. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm fine.
Evan.
Hey, we don't give up here, you know?
I appreciate it, and I apologize. Unexpectedly called away, but here I am.
Okay. Now, the reason I was telling people earlier, I get hundreds of emails a month. It comes across my desk from people saying, you know, this is somebody saying this, you know, here's a book, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yours kind of struck a chord in me, though, with the Chicago Way. Have I got that right?
Well, the piece is actually called He Fights.
He Fights, okay.
Right, and what he fights against is the Chicago Way and the Alinsky treatment. So you're not wrong. It just wasn't the title.
Okay. Yeah, but
okay.
What it reminded me of, though, was the way you wrote this was like, hey, you know, they treat you like that, you know, from the movie.
Right.
So tell us about the article.
Well, first of all, it really did strike a chord. I mean, allow me to pat myself on the back, but town hall, typically somebody who writes in it gets 1,000 shares, maybe 2,000 shares for their article. This is 65,000 shares.
Yeah.
And it's because I said something, it wasn't so unique. It was just something that needed to be said. And it's this. You know, people will say to me all the time, doesn't Donald Trump's lack of decorum bother you? Don't his tweets bother you? And the truth is, yeah, they do somewhat. But it doesn't matter. Because once you recognize that we are in a culture war, and during a time of war, I mean, there's an expression, a wartime president, because you do things differently. You accept different standards during wartime. You know, and the examples I gave in the piece was during the Civil War, Grant was supposedly a drunk. And during peacetime, Abraham Lincoln probably would have relieved him of duty. But as Lincoln said, and where I get the title of the piece, he said, I can't spare this man. He fights. You know, I have my problems with Donald Trump, but I can't spare this man. He fights. And he's the first wartime president in the culture war. You know, I start the piece, Carl, by saying that we tried dignity. There was nobody who took the outrageous slanders of the left with more quiet dignity than George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right? We tried collegiality. Nobody wanted to be more collegial than John McCain. We tried propriety. Nobody in the world could possibly be nicer than Mitt Romney. But when you're in what Barack Obama identified as a knife fight, you can't continue to be collegial, proper, and dignified. you have to get down into the muck with them. And Donald Trump is the first person who is willing to fight back.
Absolutely.
Now, see, this is why when I saw that article and I went, wow. Because we had Karl Rove on one time. And, I said, so what was your biggest mistake with Bush? I mean, Bush got real, you know, was in there for 8 years. But I said, well, what's your biggest mistake? He said, when the hurricane Katrina hit, and all these people were saying these horrible things. He said there was two of them. And all these people were saying these horrible things. We didn't stand up and go, that's not true. That's not true. You're a liar. He said, we just kind of tried to stay above it. And it really hurt the presidency. And the second one was.
That's true. Yeah, and
can I just very quickly. Sure.
There's actually a joke because I also happen to be a political stand-up comedian. And, you know, I would say, people would say to me, you know, George Bush hates black people. And I'd say, you know, because that's what they said during Hurricane Katrina, he hates black. And I'd say, what about Condoleezza Rice? And they'd say, well, she's not really black. And I'd say, well, what about Colin Powell? And they'd say, he's not really black. And I'd say, do you realize that George Bush, who hates blacks, hired more blacks who aren't really black than the first black president, Bill Clinton, hired blacks who were really black?
You know what? It does no, you know, and logic does no good.
No, logic does no good.
But you know, but you're right. You know, but see what happens is people that the Democrats, and I shouldn't say just the Democrats, but in this case, because it's Trump, the Democrats have this hatred there, and they have. There's no way they're going to turn it loose, and probably a weaker man would have succumbed to it by now, because when you have the mainstream media and you have all these other things happening. And yet he continues to fight. He continues to provide, you know, he appears to get things done.
I also think it's twofold about his being or not being a career politician. One, the career politician is always thinking about his next job. He's always thinking about his next job. He's always thinking about it. And two, a career politician is steeped in the culture of Washington, D.C. So I don't know that any of the career politicians, and I say this as somebody who is an advisor to Ted Cruz, I don't know that any of the career politicians would have changed the paradigm, because they're so of that culture that even if they stepped up the fight, I don't know that they would have been able to fight the kind of fight that Donald Trump is.
I'm absolutely convinced that you're right. He is the person we need just because of all the things he is at this time.
I'm with you.
Now, you say you're not only are you your articles are just super, but you are a comedian. And where do you, tell us about that.
Well, my career is divided almost exactly down the middle. Half the time I'm the nation's leading conservative political comedian. And the other half of the time, I'm a rather serious political thinker and writer. My book is called The Kindergarten of Eden, How the Modern Liberal Thinks. My speech to the Heritage Foundation is the single most viewed lecture in their entire history. So there's the stand-up comedy, and I did that on purpose. I started my life, my career, my adult life, as a stand-up comedian, a rather generic one. Don't mean that in any self-deprecating way, but not political. And then when my kids were born, I didn't want to be on the road so much, so I segued into writing for other people on television, Arsenio Hall, Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher. After 9/11, I said, this really is a culture war, and I need to participate in it. And so for the first time in 15 years, I put together a stand-up act, but this time I said, what's our side missing? I said, we don't have a Bill Maher for the right. We don't have a Jon Stewart from the right. We don't have, at the time, David Letterman from the right. And that's why I put together my stand-up act, this time intentionally, consciously pro-Republican, pro-conservative, just as much anti-left. And it works. You know, it's a good show.
Well, Evan, I mean, you must run into a lot. I mean, you must run into a lot of flack, pushback from the entertainment industry.
Well, the truth is, when I made the decision to go front and center, you know, there's no place for me to hide. If you're a gaffer, if you're a set designer, nobody needs to know your politics. But when you're standing out there on stage as a stand-up comedian, there's no place for you to hide. And I made a twofold decision when I decided to do what I'm doing. One, I didn't want to be a part of Hollywood any longer. I couldn't, during the day, go and put words into Bill Maher's mouth that I didn't believe. In fact, I hated. And then at night, go out and be a conservative. There was just nothing really on television that I cared to write any longer. So I really don't have anything to do with Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I have grown my niche following to a size where I can fill a club. I can fill a theater with my people. And so I really don't have anything to do with the people I don't want to have anything to do with.
Now, you live on the West Coast, right?
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in Hollywood.
Well, you know what? Maybe we ought to try and get you up here, because we've got a few clubs up here that and the people would really appreciate your humor.
Well, what we could do is a 1-2 punch. I often do it. I give my serious talk during the day and then do my stand-up at night.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
Evan, I'd like to go back.
Yep.
I'd like to go back to a comment you made about being an advisor to Ted Cruz. I'm just out of curiosity, because I was a big Ted Cruz supporter during the whole process of the election and what have you. Donald Trump was not my first choice.
He was probably my 16th out of 17.
Well, yeah. You know what? And that is absolutely true. But
Senator Cruz, I have followed his career from the time he got involved, and I am a big fan. I think in a better time, he would have been and would be a good president.
I agree. And I think, first of all, he's certainly young enough that it's far
from
over.
He still has time, yeah.
And I think what's going to happen after Trump, whether it's 4 years or 8 years, is the entire paradigm will have been changed. But there'll be some pullback to more traditional statesmen-like people with experience in governance. And I think Ted Cruz is positioned perfectly to be both, to take the lessons learned from the fighter, Trump, and add them to the statesman, guy with experience in governance and constitutional law. And I think it's going to be great. I think Ted Cruz will be a great president.
Yeah, I concur.
Okay, well, we're here with Evan Sayet, and he is not only just a very serious commentator on what's happening in our political world, but he's also, at night, the comedian comes out, but a conservative comedian that talks about, that pokes fun at the left like the left pokes fun at the right. So
how can people read your article and go to your blog or whatever?
Right. The best place to find all things Evan is at evansayet, S as in Sam, AYET.com. You'll find some of my stand-up comedy there. You'll find some of my serious articles. You'll find my two most famous lectures, the one that I gave to the Heritage Foundation that I mentioned earlier. Andrew Breitbart called that speech one of the five most important conservative speeches ever given. So if you get a chance to watch that, I highly suggest you do. And then the other one is one that I gave to the Conservative Forum of Silicon Valley that Rush Limbaugh talked about for 5 straight days on the air.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Well, you're more than just a pretty face then, huh?
Well, as they say, I got a face for radio.
Okay.
Join the club.
Evan Sayet. Evan Sayet. And that's S-A-Y-E-T .com. You know what? I think we're going to hear a lot more about Evan, and maybe we can actually have him up for, like you said, the 1-2 punch. You know, have you come up and speak to a group of people, and then also that evening take you down to the Cascade Theater and see if we can't fill that place up. So
that sounds perfect. I even have some things up your way a little bit, so maybe we can buy them. We'll talk about that off the air.
All right.
Very
Thanks
good.
A lot.
Thanks okay. so much, Evan. This has been a great interview.
Yeah, Evan said.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Now is the perfect time to hit the road with your brand new Coleman Travel Trailer. Play our Happy Camper Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, prizes, or a Coleman Travel Trailer. It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Earn entries all month long to increase your chances to win a brand new travel trailer from Camping World of Redding. This bull trailer is loaded to the brim with fun amenities, microwave, plenty of sleeping room, and much more. And you won't need extended mirrors to see while you're towing or a big heavy hitch to tow it with. Drawings every Thursday at 8 p.m. Final drawing Thursday, August 31st, where you could win a Coleman Travel Trailer. Plus an assortment of camping accessories. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Camping and winning are both better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. We're at 73 degrees, going up to 102 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our favorite firearms dealer, Bastiani Arms. But it's not just firearms. It's all the accessories that go with it, from optics to ammunition to reloading equipment to grips for your pistol or stocks for your rifle. All of this at Bastiani Arms. A husband and wife team down there with all, with their other employees. Their secret is customer service. You're not going to find better customer service anywhere in Redding than at Bastiani Arms. They give discounts to veterans. They have gunsmithing there. They also have classes in CCW and hunter safety. They're really, really good, solid classes. I've been to the class. I've watched Seth work, and he teaches a good class, good, solid, safe class on how to use your firearms. Bastiani Arms. It's got it all, and it can meet or beat the big box stores. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur and just see him. Walk in and see what I'm talking about. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. It's Thursday, and my Trish girl, who's over there.
I just love Thursday mornings.
You know
right
what?
After
we love...
I get out of bed and on the road and into the
once
studio,
you get here,
then I love it.
Missy, did we talk about this?
No, we did
not. Missy is running for supervisor. Missy, you know, that's all you need to say is you don't need the last name because everybody knows Missy.
Sort of
Missy
like
MacArthur.
Cher.
Yeah, Cher. It's Missy. Missy's running against Dave Kehoe.
Now there's a steel cage death match I'd love to see. I would pay for that.
That would be that's a hard decision there. I'm serious because I haven't. You know what? I don't mean to be mean to Dave Kehoe, and I'm not a mean person. I think I talk to people sometimes abruptly, but it's not because I'm mean. It's just because I've been in the Marine Corps too long to change that. And I have railed at all of them. And it's not just Dave. It's all of the county supervisors. What in the hell can't you come up with an idea? Well, they just did, like 2 weeks ago, about taking money out of the general fund, you know, in their reserve, and taking money out of the community correctional partnership.
That was that whole thing about the community correction money sitting there. That's kind of an
it's really?
I mean,
it's there.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, and it's been there, and they've known it's
been
there, and they haven't done any attempt to use any of it.
They will tell you that over the next 5 years, that surplus will be spent out because they're going to spend over their budget that comes in, which is like $6 million a year. But I also know is they would have arguments and they couldn't agree on how to spend stuff, so they just wouldn't do it. Anyway, here they are with that much money. And you can say, well, it'll be gone in 5 years, well, or 4 years. But here's my problem with that is when you've got the enemy at the gates, do you not shoot all your arrows? Because in 4 years, well, you know what? We might be out of arrows in 4 years. No!
It's
well,
our rainy day fund. Hello, folks. It's pouring out
and has been. Do you know, I go back always to when we first started being hit with the gangs up here. And we said, you know, let's hit it head on. And we did. We got that gang task force. We stopped those gangs right in their tracks and held them at bay for a really long time. And they did not get a real foothold in this community. But you can't let it go and talk about it for 3 years and then try to stop it.
It's permeated through the entire community. It's been 5 years. And here's the thing, too, is this. Pete Hansen said the other day, and he talked about that. And he said, well, you know, when Blankenship was here, that's... Well, let me tell you, there was a big difference when Blankenship was police chief. And now, first of all, they went after these gangs, and they had a city council that is effectively... City Council effectively set aside the Constitution and said, we are not going to have this happen here.
But it wasn't just the City Council. That was a county-driven initiative.
The county and the city worked together. But they had the cojones, the testosterone, or whatever you want to call it. You just have to be a woman. It's, you know, you guys are mean.
Actually, Molly Wilson was the one that started up that gang task force.
Well,
she was the one that kept pushing to do that.
But the point is, you have to make a decision. You have to push it. That's why the email I put out yesterday after Hansen was on. And this is not taking anything away from Rob Pelletti, because his guys were out there arresting. He had plans. The city council wouldn't act on it. So now they come in, and I tell you, Mark Beecham, you are absolutely right. All of this happened after that recall. All of it happened after the recall. There was a sense of urgency that was never there before. And now, and they brought in Barry Tippin, and people, oh no, he's just going to be more of the same. And I understood what they were saying. Because to me, if you've been there for 13 years, how come these ideas weren't percolating first? I mean, how come it's now? Well, maybe sometimes
that wasn't his job.
Well, maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. But anyway, but he has made changes. They've gone after people in the park with the handing out food and clothing. So that's not going to happen anymore. And I can guarantee you that you're going to see movement on places like the parks very soon. Very soon, if it hasn't already started.
Well, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. You know, I drove down by Library Park the other day. I had an appointment on a couple of times during the day and was kind of around there. And I couldn't believe, just since they've taken that fence down, they're just right back in there.
I saw you're going to see a concerted effort by law enforcement to uphold the law. To uphold the law. And what's the law say? You can't sleep in the park at night.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sleep in the subway, darling. You can't sleep in the park. You can't camp there. You can't put a tent up there. No, you can't do any of that stuff. But if you're there, then we need to move you.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're on public property, we need to move you. If you're camping someplace, we can come in if it's a clear and present danger and tell you to move. And then we'll just gather your stuff up.
Well, and if and the private property owner can
private
can
property
give you
get them out of there.
Exactly. And they can authorize the police to enter onto their property and take them out of there.
There you go. See, I think you're going to start seeing a movement here. But
It took, frankly, I think the recall had a lot to do with it.
Well, you know, and I think that here's the deal. We always had Labrador puppies. And we learned really early on that one of the things with a Labrador puppy is that sometimes you got to just get a 2x4 and hit them upside the head to get their attention. And then they're pretty good. I mean, then they'll pay attention to you, but you got to get
Missouri
their attention.
The Missouri Buell effect.
Yeah. You got to get their attention first, and maybe that's what the recall
is. Well, you know what? Then the next step, and after I wrote this, was, and all this is happening, maybe it's time to turn your sights on the Board of Supervisors. Because obviously they don't have their attention gathered yet. So, you know, you're talking about elections. Are the Board of Supervisors, Trish, you've been there.
Yeah.
Are they doing their job?
No. Unequivocally, no.
Okay, and we're going
to
talk.
Don't even meet often enough to do that.
And we're going
to
come back and talk about that soon as we get back from these messages.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, August 18th on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Ugly when you're alone, women seem wicked when you're unwanted, streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 10th of August. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 73 degrees out there, going up to 102. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. In the last segment, we talked about
the fact that Missy MacArthur, who was city council, has thrown her hat into the ring for supervisor against
David Kehoe.
Somebody wrote yesterday that she doesn't even live in the district. I don't think that's true.
That's entirely possible.
But I don't... I know, but she's got several houses, so...
Well, there you go. She just moves into one of the others.
She just moves into one of them, you know, that
and which has always been a stickler point for me. You know, Mark Cibula ran for District 2 and lived where Mark's always lived in downtown Reading. Mm-hmm. But he had a rental. They had a rental out in District 2, and so he filed his residency there. Well, he never did live there. In fact, there were film even people showing that would say he does not live there. And when he was on the Board of Supervisors with me, he used to walk to work. And I would say to him, isn't that a long walk, Mark? And he'd say, no, no, it's just around the corner. And I'd say, gee, I thought you lived in District 2. And he would laugh. And say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the thing. on the part of some of these people, there is an arrogance.
Exactly.
Now, Trish, you never struck me as arrogant. But some of these people have this mentality that we are slightly superior.
I used to just think, well, you're not even going to put up a front that you're actually a resident of District 2.
I'm sure that she's a resident of District 1, or she wouldn't do that. Okay, but here's the thing. I asked the question then, is the border supervisors, have they done anything of importance over the last, I'll just say 8 years?
No.
Have they addressed the crime problem?
No.
Have they tried to get more space in the jail? They let the third floor be shut down.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've got millions in the county correctional fund partnership that they could use to address crime, and they haven't. I'm thinking is. Why? And she's running against, I'm just using David Kehoe because that's who she says she's running against. I don't understand what they can stand on about what they've done for the community.
Well, and the solution to every crisis is let's raise fees and taxes and gouge the common citizen.
Their solution is, we don't have the money. That's already spent by the state. But there's no new thing coming out of there.
Well, and the reality is that while the crime is the huge issue that is the elephant in the room in front of everyone's face and everyone wants to talk about, the fact of the matter is the Board of Supervisors is in charge of a whole bunch of stuff countywide. I mean, you know, about 90% of what they do for every citizen of Shasta County, even if you live in a city. There are things that they are not addressing throughout the county. One of the issues is the economic development, trying to get a handle on their planning department where they encourage and support growth and businesses. I mean, I can point to time and time again areas out in the unincorporated area where it takes 2 and 3 years to get a permit through the planning department.
You might want to talk about the wine village someday.
Well, I can just start and go on and on and on. And the point is, those are the... You know, you have to have a bigger scope because, yes, you have a crime problem. You need money to solve that problem. You need discretionary money because most of the County Board of Supervisors is exactly right. Most of the money that comes into their possession is reimbursement for things they've already done on behalf of the state and federal government. So they don't have a lot of discretionary money in their budget. It seems to me if that's your issue, then you need to increase the discretionary funding. You do that by creating jobs, letting businesses start up, creating sales tax, putting things in the unincorporated area that would benefit and bring revenue to your coffers. They've done none of that.
Then let's go on further with this. How many times have the Board of Supervisors and the city councils of Reading and Anderson and Shasta Lake sat down and had a meeting and say, how can we make this work for everybody?
Not that I can think of, since I was on the board.
And they go, well, they could call. Well, Board of Supervisors, you guys are the county. You should call a regularly quarterly meeting and sit down with the city councils of these three cities, the larger cities in here, and talk about how can we help each other instead of nothing, just nothing.
More importantly, you need as an elected official – to be out there beating the bushes, seeing what you can do about things. We have some of those kind of people, and I hate to keep doing this, but right now they're the only example we've got. We've got those people down in the city of Anderson that reach out, see a problem, say, what can we do about this?
Well, Baron Brownie's going to be our guest at 8 o'clock because I want to talk about a couple of things, too. You're right. Anderson is very proactive.
That's what we don't have in the other councils right now. They sit there. They kind of respond or react to whatever comes before them. When they meet, which I have to keep hearkening back to with the Board of Supervisors, there are 52 Tuesdays in the year.
Right.
They meet 38 Tuesdays.
What are they doing with the other 52?
They're off. I mean, there's only actually 2 months or three, maybe, I don't have it in front of me, where they actually meet four times in the month. They have 2 weeks canceled here, 2 weeks canceled here, every fifth, because they don't want to meet. Do you have any idea how hard it makes that for the staff people to get the issues of the public, you and me, to the Board of Supervisors for action? That's part of the problem why it takes so long to get things through the planning department. Can't get on the board agenda because they never meet.
You know, it's time for change. It's just time for change.
Absolutely is.
You know, and I'm not talking about change for change's sake. I want somebody that's going to, if I
be proactive,
on my
get out,
city
solve
council,
the problems.
On my city council and on my board of supervisors, I want people who are going to be proactive, who are going to go out there. And here's the board of supervisors. You guys are getting paid. You guys are getting paid more than the average
$52,000 a year.
How much?
$50,000 to $52,000
okay,
a year.
Okay, so around the average of a family in
Certainly a livable wage in Shasta
and
County.
And much more than Shasta County. So there you are. Why aren't you there every day? And they're going to tell you.
Well, they don't need to be there. They need to be in their district doing their job.
Well,
sitting in the courthouse in Reading isn't going to help them.
Why aren't they doing their job? And here's the other thing. If I see one more candidate show up for a veterans event when it's getting time to election.
Oh, yeah. Well, look out of the woodwork.
I will call you out. And if I see one more crocodile tear about all those poor veterans, well, just what in the hell have you done for the veterans? Have you initiated a jobs program for the veterans or to make sure it happens? Have you found to make sure that we don't have homeless veterans? What is the board's? Oh, we respect our veterans. Oh, really? Well, then let's see something besides the time for elections, buddy.
Well, now they'll be coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden now because it's coming up.
Buddy and Budette.
Yes.
Guys and girls.
Yeah.
You know, when you show up all of a sudden, it's like, oh. You know, and you know, you can tell when it's coming election time on how many people circulate through the veterans community. And, you know, and the thing about it is, you know, I know you think we're stupid, but we're not. But sometimes we just don't have a choice. We need a choice when people are running. And now we've got a clear choice between Les Ball and Melissa Hunt. And we've got a choice between Dave Kehoe and Missy.
And I'm just not going there at this point.
I think she's a, you know what? I'm not going to say anything until everything starts. And you know, we don't take sides.
No.
And I'm not going to. Missy has done a number of things. Dave's done a number of things. But it'll be good to see them in lock horns because Dave's never run against anybody.
If nothing else, for lack of anything else, it'll be great to actually see David Kehoe campaign. Maybe. I mean, what is he going to say about what he's done for the last, 16 years, 12 years? How long has he been on the board?
Well, I mean,
he
ought to be able to trot some things out.
One would think.
And then
we've never seen it because he's never had to run against anybody.
What do you think do you think this is going to be a clean campaign? Or do you think the mud's going to start flying?
I don't know.
I would hope that they would have. I can't wait to see them in a debate and they just hammer away at each other.
Well,
I don't see that except you got to watch Kehoe.
Well, yeah, but you have a hard time understanding what Kehoe's saying. And he thinks that's the problem.
Well,
because he uses all those words.
He sits there and he thinks about the
words.
And
a lot of times people just kind of, I actually have to tell you that I said to him one time, he made some points. And I said, well, I concur with the first two issues. And if I had any idea whatsoever what you said in the third one, I might agree with you there.
I watched him sitting here, I'm talking to Larry Lees, and I see him over there. Like you can see he's thinking about something. And so his next sentence came out with three of the $12
unidentifiable words
in a row. And do you remember that? And I went there, and I thought, what's that? And frankly, I was thinking, what has that got to do with the situation here?
But, you know, exactly.
You have a job with the State Department there, bud?
I have not seen people put those three words together ever. So, but, you know, they kind of worked. Anyway, enough of that. I can't wait, though, to see. I really can't wait to see what's going to happen in the 1st District and the
5th District.
5th District.
And okay. Those are the two seats that are up this time.
And don't be surprised if you don't see a recall coming, too, at the Board of Supervisors. We'll be right back after these messages with the mayor of Anderson. Find out how it's working down there and why are they pushing all their vagrants up to Redding.
And the news is sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On North Korean television today, the communist regime continued to issue threats, saying it's moving forward with plans it could threaten Guam. We get more on the announcement from correspondent Mike Grazia.
The head of North Korea's rocket command has issued a statement saying a plan to fire 4 mid-range missiles and land them 19 to 25 miles away from Guam will be finalized by mid-August. General Kim Rok-yeom says the action would be an effective remedy for restraining the frantic moves of the U.S. in the southern part of the Korean Peninsula and its vicinity.
As Mike Grazia reporting, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is running into some resistance to his plan that would create thousands of jobs by bringing a Foxconn plant into his state by offering $3 billion in tax incentives. Democratic State Representative Katrina Shankland says it's time to proceed with caution.
The state needs to be very reasonable and prudent as we consider this project.
In comments that also aired on WAOW-TV, GOP lawmaker Patrick Snyder said the incentive package would be money well spent.
It's a very, very good investment for the state of Wisconsin.
Once constructed, that plant would build flat panel displays for TVs and other electronic devices. In Elmira, New York, two sisters out in their own backyard thought they heard a dog making noises near the neighbor's bushes and discovered something shocking.
Hey, little girl, just her legs were dangling in the bag. Her head was in the bag, the whole bag covering her body.
That's neighbor Kayla Seals, who spoke to WENY-TV along with his sister. They called 911 and tried to clean up the little girl, who was hospitalized in stable condition. Her 17-year-old mother now facing charges of attempted murder. On Wall Street, it has been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow is down 118 points right now. The NASDAQ off by 68. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
Federal regulators are investigating whether a 2015 recall of Range Rovers actually fixed the problem of their doors opening while driving.
Jaguar Land Rover recalled the vehicles in 2015 and updated the software in their keyless entry systems. The company thought the software update would ensure that the doors were latching when they were closed. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's received 4 complaints since the recall about doors opening without warning. In all of those cases, owners had had the software update performed.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Prices at the wholesale level dipped a bit in July. That's the first decline in 11 months. And further evidence that inflation remains a no-show in the economy even as it grows. The Labor Department says the producer price index edged downward by 0.1% last month, reflecting a third month of declines in energy prices and a flat reading for food. More on these stories from townhall.com. A legal settlement between ABC and a South Dakota meat producer in a defamation lawsuit over the network's reports on a beef product that the media dubbed pink slime exceeding $177 million.
Disney, which owns ABC, disclosed a $177 million legal settlement charge in a filing with a government securities regulator this week that didn't specifically link it to South Dakota-based Beef Products Incorporated. BPI attorney Dan Webb said that based on the disclosure, it appears Disney is funding $177 million of the settlement and insurers are paying the rest. In a statement, Webb says, as Disney disclosed, $177 million is not the total settlement amount and didn't give the full figure.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Long-term U.S. mortgage rates were unchanged, just slightly lower this week. The mortgage buyer, Freddie Mac, says the rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage declined to 3.90%. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here at the studios of KCNR 1460 here in River City. Good morning, everybody. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 10th of August, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Trish, of course.
Yes.
Trish Clark is here with
Thursday
me on Thursday.
Mornings,
every Thursday.
Mornings.
Well, you know what? It's cool because you get a chance to come in here and vent is one, and two is educate. And there's and today, of course, we've got Baron Browning, who's the mayor of Anderson, because we want to talk to him about several things. What's the weather look like here?
Well, the weather looks like it's 73 degrees right now. We're going to go to 102 today and 70 this evening. And that's pretty much going to hold throughout the week, that 102 high through Saturday. And by Sunday, we're actually going to look at a balmy 97, and the lows are going to be down in the 71 area. And next week, we're looking for some high 90s and high 60s in the evening, which is going to be a little bit of a break. We can catch our breath for a while before it goes back up to 102 about a week from now. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Mm. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. And if you're looking for in-home health care, professional, quality, compassionate in-home health care, it's Home Helpers. And you're not going to find better trained people, a business office and the owner that cares more about her customers than you are with Sharon Clark. Give her a call, 226-8350. Trish and I don't have to worry about this, but, you know, Baron Browning, who is aging, we would for sure have Home Helpers come take care of you.
Thank you.
So I know it's, you know, politics ages you. Home Helpers, and again, 226-8350. Okay. Before we get into Baron, I want to keep Baron on the outside of this because this could get controversial real quick. The United Way. I remember United Way that used to do things for helping, you know, communities and such. And in the Marine Corps, we had to
Hoorah.
Thank you for your service there, Devil Dog.
You too, sir.
You would fill out forms. And a lot of people
county government,
to
United city
Way or the Navy Relief and all these things. But it would go into, you know, United Way. But the United Way perhaps has changed.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson was fortunate enough to be a recipient of United Way funds for several years. And we went through our application process and would always be notified in a timely manner of how to fill out our paperwork and move forward. A couple of years ago, it dawned on me that we hadn't heard from them and weren't in the cycle to do anything. And in fact had not been receiving very much in the way of funding over the last couple of years.
Support.
And so we got in touch with them and found out that we had missed the cycle entirely. And for, gee, we're so sorry. Did you not get notified? And it was a bit strange. And they told us that they were kind of going in a different direction. They were going to be funding kind of other things in the community, maybe some children's events and what have you. This is probably bad of me, but as you indicate, this gives me an opportunity to vent. And I received a notice from United Way on Facebook the other day, and it said, United Way of California added a new event near you. And when I went to that, what they were advertising, and I just found this interesting and certainly a different direction from funding senior programs in Shasta County, is that they were inviting me to go to the Chico Pride Festival. Celebrate our diverse LGBTQIA+ community during Stonewall Alliance Center's Chico Pride Weekend taking place, and it gives the dates and what have you. And it says that they're going to have speakers. Let's get back to the future. It recognizes the state of our current political climate. Respond accordingly to the needs of the community.
So they're supporting a political event then?
They're a political event with speakers and what have you that seems a little...
Does United Way usually support political events?
I wasn't aware of that.
Well, I think we need to give them a call.
Well, I found that really kind of interesting because it looks to me like it's a political sort of event.
It's like a political rally.
Yeah. Respond accordingly. And I just found that rather interesting. I don't know a lot of county employees, a lot of city employees, a lot of big businesses that have their employees that donate automatically out of their paycheck every month into United Way. And I'm just not sure in the North State that everyone is aware of where their United Way dollars are going.
I think that it's worth a phone call to United Way today to see what's going on. Okay. I mean, but you know what? It's one thing. Okay, we want to support this part of our community. But it seems to me a political rally.
Is that an appropriate thing for United Way?
Frankly,
I don't think they've done that before.
United Way, you know, helps a lot of people. They just do. But when you start supporting political rallies, then you've got to support all the political rallies.
I would think so. I found it interesting.
Hey, we're here.
Different direction, for sure.
We're here with Baron Browning, Mayor of Anderson. And there's a new saying. There's a new motto in the city of Anderson. We'll give you our vagrants. You give us your business. When did you come up with that?
I did not.
Actually, that came out of this studio this morning, in all fairness to Baron.
That came out from one of my guys. But I can't help but notice, Mayor, that there's this push. And what I said was, let me see, which way, if I'm a transient or I'm somebody that they're pushing, let me see, where would I go?
I would go south.
You know, the nearest place is like Red Bluff, or it's really
closer than Ready.
You know, and it's Red Bluff, but you know, nah. You know what? I know that if I just go up the road 10 miles, I will have rivers, I will have parks, I'll have all that stuff, and I just wonder. And then of course the rumors that you're loading up your unused school buses. And driving them up here.
Just to be clear, the city owns no school buses.
Okay, all right. All right, so that was just a rumor. Okay, yeah. Got it. Tell us about the sweep. Why and who does it affect and what brought it on?
So we go at it a couple different ways. We obviously have resources that we utilize and have been utilizing for, you know, the last 3 years going into these things and trying to educate these people that there's places to go, there's help out there. You know, we're here to help you, you know, get those services, which we proved we did on Tuesday as well. But unfortunately, what really happens is we go out there and out of the 14, we were only contacted 14 this time. But out of the 14, three of those we had never contacted before. And so we gave them the pamphlet and talked to them about services that were available. Those people did not get a citation. The 11 that got a citation are rapid or extended repeat offenders, if you will. And so they continually just move in our city from place to place to place and truly don't want any help. And when we contact them, I would tell you about 30% of them are angry. They don't feel like it's that we should be there. We should be telling them that they can't. And most of the private properties that we go on, in fact, all of them that we own this time in some public property, we have letters from them, the landowners, saying we don't want them on our property.
Okay.
And so the problem is, though, if you saw the pictures that we posted,
oh my gosh,
the amount of trash, and I know we see it in Reading too. We see it everywhere this goes. And I'm
tons.
Empathetic.
We talk
Trust
tons.
Me, I'm totally empathetic yeah. to having a hard time. I was divorced at a very, you know, not too long after I got out of the Marine Corps with a child. And I raised a son, actually, too, hers and mine, together by myself. I know what hard times is. I was making $4.25 an hour my first year. Raising these two kids. I know what hard times is. I'm not going into this blind, but I trudge forward. I did not get assistance. I move forward. I did the next right thing. I got promoted in my job. You know,
you worked extra jobs when you needed it.
Right. Yeah. I strive to do the next right thing. And the problem is that this is only my feeling is the ones that want it. I am here for you. I want you to get help. I want you to do the next right thing. There was an article put out today, and I've said it for the last 2 years since I got elected. The mission under Jonathan Anderson, the way it is today, is there to help.
Mm-hmm. It is. And
there are responsibilities and consequences
yes.
to being
there's,
in the Good News.
You have to follow the rules.
There's, exactly.
There's got to be consequences. There's got to be taking responsibility. Now, we need to take a quick break. This kind of falls into a article that was just published today by Julie Winter. And it kind of goes into the things that are starting to happen in Reading that we want to help, but guess what? You got to play nice with us too. So we're going to be right back with Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant. Or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, August 18th on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Cypress. The only indoor saltwater pool. It's got incredibly clean areas that you can work out in. It's 103. You don't want to sweat outside. Come inside and sweat. Because after you stop sweating, you can cool off in the air conditioning or hop into the sauna. They've got it all there at Wellgate Sports Club. They head on down there. And not only that, after you finish working out, you can go to Boheme Spa, which is also located in there. Get your facial or your pedi, mani-pedi, after you've worked out. Stop by Eureka in Cypress or give them a call, 768-1205. Okay, we're here with Baron Browning, Mayor of Anderson, of course, Trish Clark. And, you know, we talked about not being evil or mean-spirited if you're trying to get people to help. Now, I tie this into, like, three things. You had Donnie Chamberlain, who everybody knows is – Donnie is not a hardcore conservative.
Wow.
In fact, just the opposite.
Yeah.
And I'm proud to call her a friend of mine.
Donnie has always been
she
very
is a,
kind-hearted
but
and,
she
and
wrote
more
this,
on the –
She wrote the article.
Yeah.
Reading – okay, Bob, help me out here.
The new norm.
The new norm – Reading, the new norm is not
Reading's
acceptable.
New normal, yeah.
It is not acceptable. And she talked about – the problems that we see here, where she's driving by and she says you just ignore it because you just see it so much. But then you see them, you know, doing things that are just beyond ignoring. Mm-hmm. I say them, you know, some of the people out there. And so she talked about how to handle it, putting all the assets that, you know, that try to help people like Jonathan Anderson's and all these others. You know, it's not the Good News Rescue Mission, but there's these 50 or 60 others. And if you look at it, she provided a list of these 501s that are out there to help people. And if you take away the 501s in the county, take out the 4-H and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But if you look at all these ones that are there to help people, there's dozens and dozens and dozens, and they all get money. She says put them all under one roof like they did at One Safe Place, and you bring people in there, and you could, you know, she said use still water, which – you're going to get a real pushback there. But this is just her solution. She said, I'm not sure how it works, but she went on to it. So then you have her, but at the very end, now she says, and if people do not want the help, we move them on. We get rid of them. We push them out of the area, whatever it takes. If they want help, we help. They don't want help, like you're running into down in Anderson, they're gone. And then you get Julie Winters, just wrote this article that says, it just came out that says, you know, we should try and help people. However, there are some people that don't want help. They just want to, you know, to eat at the trough of public kindness.
Well, we're enabling.
We're enabling.
We're not, doing anything, anybody.
No, you're
any
just
good.
Enabling bad behavior.
And so, right. And then we've started, then and now Reading, as we've talked about in the last few days, is kind of like, oh, and Kim Niemer, and I'm sure Barry Tippin prodded her on it, but I'm not sure, said no more people handing out stuff in the park. Well, she said one church, Curbside Church, hands out once a month, comes down there, gets 300-400 people around them, and they hand out food and clothing. No more. Not in the parks. That's not what the park is for. So if you want to do that, find another place. So I'm seeing that, and then I see Anderson.
But Anderson's been doing it for a long time.
It has, but it's really made the papers for, hey, we're going out on a proactive approach. And we're going to help you, or we're going to cite you. But what happens after you cite them?
So we unfortunately just move them along. We get them off the property owners that doesn't want them theirs property. But you can't really by law not let them be in town. I mean, they can legally walk on the street, and I do not oppose them of that. But if they go and set up another camp, we'll be back. And that's the bottom line, is we're not going to tolerate it, and we're going to continue to try to provide services, and we're going to continue to try to tell them, you know, here's a place you can go. And
direct your life in a better manner.
And I hate to say this, and I don't want to sound like I'm mean or anything else, but you've got to make it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I mean, life for them needs to be uncomfortable, because maybe that's a wake-up call. Maybe that's their sign to say, oh, you're right. This is so uncomfortable. And it doesn't matter. And I'm glad Redding's doing it, too. And I'm looking forward to meeting with Mayor Weaver in the coming weeks and discuss a bunch of these issues that we can collaborate together.
Why aren't it? Well, and here's the other thing we talked about earlier. I don't know if you heard it when you're way down here, but
I did.
Shasta County. Why isn't Shasta County calling a meeting of Redding, Anderson, and City of Shasta Lake and actually getting the, you know, everybody together, or at least their reps, you know, and saying, we need to work together to address this problem.
It takes, you know, this is why we elect, you all run on a platform. I mean, when you run for office, you say you're going to try to do these things. You can't sit around in your office then, as you know, and as I pointed out in the first hour, you need to get out and proactively look
for these
issues.
First of all, I don't have an office.
Well, exactly. but I mean, you know, you can't just wait for people to come to you or wait for the meeting for the staff to bring you issues to address. You look around in your community, you look around in the area you've said, I'm going to make a difference in, and address problems and come up with, let's get these people together. How can we make a difference with this issue? And proactively take it on instead of waiting for staff to bring you items.
Right. And so, my approach has been from almost the time I got elected was to go out with the officers to understand this environment, to understand what these people are potentially going through. And what I found very quickly is, honestly, less than 2% really want help at that time. And maybe they do down the road. And I'm not saying they don't down the road. And I hope they do. You know, we would all love to live in a society where everybody was the way we are normal today, and where we're, you know, getting things done. That doesn't necessarily happen, but to be on the street and to actually listen to people. And the reason we went out this time was I actually got an email message saying, hey, this is going on in these three areas. And when I sat down with Chief and our city manager, Jeff Keyser, and we talked about these things, they had heard of other ones too. And so then we decided, okay, here's the date, here's where we're going, and this is what we're going to do on this date. And the great thing was actually the day before I got contacted, and hopefully I can tell the story, and I'm sure it was talked about a little bit yesterday, was I was contacted the day before about a home and someone living outside of it. And so rather than just sending the police down there, code enforcement, and we knew at that point that this guy had been contacted a few times, Jeff and I went down there personally and had a discussion with this gentleman. What I realized very quickly was this man had some issues. He couldn't speak very well at all. He'd clearly had, and what he told us was, 3 or 4 strokes. He also let us know during the 25-minute conversation that he was also a veteran. And a lot of people tell me that they're a veteran, and I get that. But you never want to disqualify it until you have proof. And so we're going to walk the walk, and we're going to do the next right thing. And when talking with him, the sad part was for me, and I was just brokenhearted. All he could talk about was his interaction with the Veterans Administration and going through hearing after hearing after hearing. And these are the words he could say: hearing, hearing, no, hearing, hearing, no. And so it was clear to me that he had been told no numerous times. And these are his words. I don't have any proof of that.
There's no doubt in my mind if it was several years ago, if he didn't go through our Shasta County Veterans Service Office, that was absolutely true.
Right.
He was probably turned down. And it wasn't done immediately. But there's – and the word went out immediately.
Yes.
Once you ascertained he was a veteran.
Yes. So we went over and sat down with Chief Johnson. He contacted Vince Stevenson with the Veterans Resource Center.
He was out of town at the time.
Was out of town, but still got his team together.
Exactly.
I mean,
he's a CSAC. Veterans – yeah, CVAC. He's with the guys from the Veteran Resource Center. I hate myself right now because I can't remember his name. But they're the ones that find the housing for the veterans.
Right.
The veterans
so they came in.
But Vent got that thing going.
We took Sergeant Day, who's also URA, a Marine veteran as well. And so he was able to go down and communicate with the gentleman. Because when we first walked up on him on day one, he was very agitated. He thought we were going to move him along again. We actually let him stay that night. until we could go find resources and services. And
Brad Long is the guy's name.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Brad. Forgive me, Brad.
That's okay. And so, you know, the next day we were able to get him, and he accepted help. And so you knew that in speaking with him, Jeff and I knew he clearly wanted help. He was just afraid he was going to get shot down again. And that was that's his memory of our veteran system.
Okay, but let's have a good ending on this before we take our break.
So he got help.
He got
assistance, and he's in the process, and his dog was accepted too, which he was in fear of. So there are wins out there.
There are wins, and for people, and there should never be a veteran without a home. If you choose to be that way, then don't expect me to take care of you, though. But if you need the help and you've got problems like this guy had strokes and, you know, and who knows what brought strokes on, who cares? He got help because the community turned immediately to get somebody some help.
And we'll do that in almost every case. If a person reaches out and
absolutely
wants help, we're going to knock ourselves crazy trying to figure out a way to help you help yourself.
Right. And unfortunately, I read all these posts about how we won't do this and how we – that's not true at all. The truth is if we go out and they want help, we're going to help them. And I see these posts online that, you know, we're not taking care of them. All we want to do is make their life miserable. That's not true.
Okay.
So.
All right. We need to take a break. This section of the show is brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with the only watchmaker in town. Take your watch anyplace else. It's going to end up there to be repaired. Great estate jewelry, wonderful, wonderful selection, and great people to work with. Linda and I's favorite candy store, Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelers. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia?
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on August the 10th, 2017. It's 73 degrees. I think it's warmer than that because it's been, oh, I don't know, it's been 30 or 40 minutes. But it is going up to anywhere between 102 to 105 today, depending on where you're talking about. Weather, of course, is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793.
77.
And you got 77?
77 degrees in downtown.
Oh, it actually jumped just in the last, the sun was
last
behind
5 minutes.
Clouds. Well, about the last 20 minutes.
So now if you go out, you're going to get burnt. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans where I get my haircut. Why it looks so good all the time. Man's Last Stronghold.
But so Baron, too, he said.
Then Baron goes there, too. And they charge Baron the hunting fee.
The buffing fee.
The buffing fee. The buffing fee. Okay. Hey, look, I want to talk about something that's coming up. It's during Beer Week, you know, Reading Beer Week, which is the week of the, I guess it's the 21st of August, the 23rd at VFW 1934 on Oregon Street. Linda and I will be celebrity bartenders that day. I'm not going to say celebrity. We're going to be the VFW bartenders that day. We're going to serve beer. They're going to be serving a national brands plus locals. All of these things. There's going to be food available. There's going to be pool tables are available, and usually you can't get into the VFW unless you're a veteran of a foreign war. Well, now it's going to be open. Come on in between 4 and 7. You can get food, you can get beer, and you can buy me beer. And it's not only just beer. You can buy all types of drinks there. It's got wine. It's got all types. It's got a full bar at very, very, very reasonable prices at the VFW. So the 23rd, come on by, 4 o'clock between 4 and 7 p.m., and come by, and Linda and I will serve you beer and other stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, put that in your calendar. All right, we're here, of course, with Trish Clark and Baron Browning, who's the mayor of Anderson. You know, you were on here a couple of weeks ago, and I've got you down here for like three other times, and I'm not sure why all that is. And when I called you yesterday, you went, well, I'm supposed to be on next week. And I thought, well, why do I have you down here at 8 o'clock today? Unless it was, you know, all these things that are happening.
There was some kind of, there was one there, a fundraiser.
You've got a fundraiser in another
something
week, right?
Coming up for the canine program.
Well, yeah, Dutch Bros is coming up, but we're talking about that next week.
Okay.
He's coming back on next week.
Next week is that event.
Okay.
But I can't talk about it.
But we can just kind of point out that it is coming up, and so to be marking that on your calendar,
and that
you'll
is,
get all the
that's
details
August
next
19th.
Week. Yeah.
August 19th.
5 a.m. to 5 a.m., $1 from every drink goes to help funding for the canine, which is not funded by, you know, city or anybody else.
That's and that's going to be
by donation.
By donation,
nice, yeah. Absolutely.
And
great program.
And that's going to be on a
Saturday.
Saturday. And what day is it?
It's the 19th.
Okay.
We're on the 17th for that event.
So you just drive through, buy a cup of coffee, $1 of every purchase.
Yes.
That whole period, 12-hour period, goes towards the canine program.
That's if I could give a shout-out to the Reading Veterans Hall, I definitely appreciate them. They're allowing us. I am also sitting on the board of the Salvation Army, and they're allowing us to use it on the 30th of September. We are holding our first fundraiser kickoff as a new member of that board and kind of a new board that we put together in the last year. We are actually heading in a different direction, the Salvation Army. Rather than handing out so much food, we are going to curtail into assisting people to stay in their homes, whether that's rental assistance or mortgage assistance, whatever those things
are. And a breath of fresh air.
We're not getting
quit people, doing the same right. thing
so
and expecting
people,
different results.
Not letting people get on the street then they need the services, but actually help them. And so you'll be able to apply To get those funds, and you can apply once every 2 years to get those. But really, a leg up, and a, you know, and let's help you get there. And what can we, you know, and we'll talk to them about job assistance and other things if they don't have those things at that
time. And stop handing out food.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. They will hand out food. Don't get me wrong. They will do that because that's part of the Salvation Army program. But we will not do as much as we do today. That's kind of the goal of starting this up and doing going right. in this direction.
You know what? If people have homes and they're having problems, because a lot of people do have, but they've got a home, and it may be, okay, I didn't make my REU payment, all of it. I only had two-thirds of it. And, you know, then it keeps adding up. I can say this about REU and their payments, is you can amortize these over the year.
Correct.
Which is what I've done. And I pay the same amount every month. And as Linda says, you know, and sometimes, I mean, we've got a gross surplus, you know, of we overpay during certain times of the year, because now we're hitting through this time where, I mean, it's been hotter than hell. And so you got the air conditioner running a lot more. So it balances out by the time the year's over. But you're not paying these really high prices, but you're not going to pay, you know, low prices either. But for some people, doing this where you're amortizing it over the year may work for them.
And I don't know if you knew this, but Salvation Army does that as well. They distribute money for REU and PG&E to help people keep their electricity on.
As does the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
Yes.
CVAC helps out. Rob Burrow's thing, Welcome Home, helps out, you know, for the veterans. Everybody tries to do that. Everybody tries to help this happen. But if people are in their homes already, let's keep them in their homes, because otherwise – they could be on the street.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
good
idea. And while we're talking about the electricity and what have you, let's just throw in one other thing. And I'm not sure of the date. I was looking for it. The Power to Seniors program, the soup kitchen that's done every year. That's the other thing tie into that utility money. That roundup that you do on your Reading utility bill goes towards the Power to Seniors
program. I hope
program,
I get invited this year.
Which I don't have anything to do with it anymore.
Is this is this the soup kitchen?
The soup kitchen. And it's coming up, Mary's Pizza, soup from Mary's Pizza. And it's coming up, and I don't have it in my calendar.
We need to find out.
I was invited 2 years ago. I was not last year.
Well, you know, we've been invited, and but we couldn't make it for a year. So I don't know if that just takes you off the list or what.
Well,
but
it
there,
is coming.
I tell you what, you want to see politicians. You want to see the rest of your buddies. There's where they are.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
But that is coming up. And that money that you round up goes to that, and it goes to pay utility bills for low-income housing. Those people who have gotten a shut-off notice and are threatening to be out of their home because they have no power, that's where that money goes. Good cause.
All right, Baron, I'm just going to – where is Anderson going here in the next 6 months and a year? I know you guys are planning. I know that you've gotten new businesses there. But I also know what you say is you cannot grow on service type industries or service businesses, in the sense of having somebody comes in and does manufacturing, comes in and does software, somebody comes in and does tech, somebody comes in and builds something. So,
well, I can tell you that we're talking to several companies now.
Okay.
Where those lead to, I don't know. That's up to the owner of the company. But we are always with open arms saying, here we are, and we'd love to have you. Here's the parcels that are available. We do not own those lands. We just can direct them in the direction of the landowner. That we know that is for sale, and go that forward. I know there's a couple projects in the works to build some units, so we'll see if they can put it together with those companies to build them to their spec and have something new and exciting in Anderson to look forward to. I will also tell you that in the next year you're going to see quite the change in Anderson River Park. We've been working on this as a council for over a year now. And we have the funds to do it, so we're going to put in a splash pad down at Anderson River Park, a very nice one.
What's a splash pad?
So basically the kids can come out there. Well, I could too. I mean, we both could, right?
Yeah.
We could all go out there, and there's water spouting up through fountains, water is dumping everywhere, little streams that run through that the little kids can get in with just, you know.
Oh, yeah, just a little water.
A little bit of water.
A place to cool off in the summer.
Yeah, a great place to cool off in the summer, a great place to have your birthday party.
Just where the water shoots up, and you don't know when it goes right up your – okay.
Yeah.
I don't go
so it will also light up at night, so you can come down there and sit and watch a light show at the same time. So we're going to make it a little because if it's not – if somebody's not going – and this is – Jeff Keyser said this actually, and he hit it right on the head. If people aren't leaving there going, God, I can't wait to do that again, you missed it. You missed the mark.
Yep. You did. So when can I open up my country – Western music bar and dance hall.
Whenever you would like.
I'm talking about being able to have probably 400 people in it, serving bar food, big parking area.
Live music.
Live music.
Dance floor.
Dance floor.
That would be great.
Whoa.
Come on down. I'll help you out.
There is no...
We'll find a place for you.
There is nothing...
You're right.
...in this whole area that does that.
That's right.
And I just think it's got a built-in audience.
Yeah.
I mean, there used to be, there's no big dance places around here. And the reason is there's so much trouble, and they were, you know, and then the city was all over them here. But I think if you took it down to Anderson and, you know, you had the right security, because security is the, you know,
it's the key.
Is the whole key to this, and keeping the people and your employees from selling drugs, that this could be a huge, huge moneymaker for the city and whoever did that.
And the business, absolutely. And
the business, yeah, because there is there any around here that does country western?
So here's something
funny. And it doesn't have to be open every night. You're talking about a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Here's something funny. You know, I talked to, I don't know, a couple dozen restaurants, because that's what I get a lot of. I get a lot of messages. We need a restaurant.
A nice steakhouse.
We need a restaurant. And we don't need this kind. We don't need that kind. And I get it. I totally do. And the same thing I hear every time, and this is why I'm going to say this is not factual, is your population's not big enough. It doesn't warrant us coming in and building this. Here's what I'll tell you. Grocery outlet just opened. It opened in Anderson.
They're going to be on next week?
Yes, they are. Yeah. And they just opened last week. And I don't want to steal their thunder, but I'm so proud. They opened up. The policy of grocery outlet is that you open up around to the first of the month, you know, somewhere between the first and the fifth. That's the policy. Well, they didn't. They opened up the week before. So they opened up
like
in necessarily
a soft opening.
A soft opening. What they would consider kind of the dead zone when people are running out of money the last week of the month.
Exactly.
Struggling to make it to the first. In their first 3 days, they were 6,000 short of the all-time record.
Well, we helped them out.
We all did.
That's from all over the county.
That's my point, though.
We came in because, first of all, we wanted to support it. And then who's your greeters when you walk in? Baron.
And 2 days,
and Les Ball was bagging groceries, which kind of
he's running for office,
which kind of explains the eggs on the bottom. But the no, but the people, the young couple here, they're going to be on the show next week, and we want to talk about how they got into us and why they're here and all that. I think that they're the kind of people that we want to encourage.
But I'm just saying that Anderson population is not just the 10,000.
Oh no, it's not.
You have Cottonwood. You have the outskirts.
Palisades, Shingletown. It's all easier
Happy
to
Valley.
Get off on Gersh and come down
there's
here.
There's 30,000 people
Reading.
There.
There you go.
There's here.
Anyway.
But if you had the only country western bar, and you could only have to serve beer, really.
And wine.
Okay, and wine. The only thing you need is a beer and wine license.
I need a soda,
sorry. That right there, well, that kind of stuff. But that would keep the fights down. And there's, but the, and just have something like that. Because there's a lot of people. It just seems to me is that there's a lot of people that really would enjoy something like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, they would come from all over for that. It's the only one. If it was a safe, you know, place with good music and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
So Anderson's open for that, huh?
I'm open. Absolutely.
We're going to take a break. It's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 77 degrees out there, going up to 102. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. It's going to go up to 102 to 105 today. It's going to be like this for at least another 2 or 3 weeks. Then what happens? Then it's just uncomfortably warm instead of being uncomfortably hot. Alliance Heating and Air can fix every type of known air conditioning system. A veteran-owned business, they give you the very best of service, voted best in the North State. And there's a reason for that. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. And be thinking ahead. It's going to start getting cold. They can come out and start checking your heating units, too, at the same time they're working on your air conditioner. We'll be right back.
A tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better, better at the River.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX 9000.
The DRX 9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX 9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX 9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's electric utility. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms, but remember to turn them off when you leave. Ceiling fans left on in unoccupied rooms waste energy and cost you money. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl.
10 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock. You know what? And if you missed that Six Wire concert when Steve Aguirre was here singing that, you were there, Baron. This thing was just one of the best concerts, and we talk about it, and so many people did not show up. Timing, I think it was timing and everything. But, you know, it was advertised everywhere. I mean, not just
well,
talking about
town.
Here.
Huh? I was out of town.
You were out
it.
Of town, but I talked to a guy down here that's got a place that's very, very successful, and a bar, and in a restaurant. And when I talked to him, he goes, "When was that?" And I told him, he goes, "I didn't know that." I said, "You guys listen to the music in here. I mean, yeah, but it's satellite or whatever it said. But and I, because it was on every station," he said, "bring in a poster next time. I'll put it right here on the wall. I can't tell you how many people see it." And you know what? That's absolutely right. You got to go out to the old tech methods of doing it.
Or force feed information.
If you do rely on Facebook and you want to support these sorts of things, pass it on.
I do.
Because
I share
there's
it,
a
share
connected
it, share
web.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think Rick hit it on the head, though. When he talked a little bit, probably talked a little too much, but he said, "I heard you, and you know, $20 to $25, because that's where you're going to hit your mark."
I think so.
You're
going to
fill it up at that price.
I think so too.
What
and
was the
and
charge
but you
for
can
this
still
one?
Have, but you can still have your VIP tickets, and you know,
absolutely.
To have so
offer
you can get
a little, offer them a little something extra for those people who want to pay more.
Yeah, and you know, so we can go out and you can have the dinner and you can have the free drinks and you can meet the band. So,
but get butts.
And you know, here's
seats.
The other thing too is people don't realize how big Six Wire is around here. they don't realize how accomplished and the things they've done because they don't have a name like Journey or something like this. But they play with the biggest bands, the biggest names. This is what Six Wire does. They cover. They cover, you know, they you know, a band like Alabama will go out. They need a drummer and they need a bass guy. They take these guys. So these guys were big. So I think we just have to do is look at having it open more, cheaper tickets. But it was just a fantastic car.
It was great.
It was great. Hey, speaking of great, the Mash Bash is going to be this Saturday from 5 to 10 p.m. at the Anderson VFW Hall. On West Center Street, right there in Anderson, they're going to have sponsor tables for, I think that's $500. Seats 8, it includes $800 of drawing ticket packages.
And this is a fundraiser for?
The Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So this is their big
Also right there in
one.
Anderson on the corner of North Street and East Street.
They've got their new offices down there.
Yes.
Now the it's a registered 501c3 charity, so all donations are deductible. All right. So we're here with Baron Browning, and we're talking about where Anderson's going, the type of businesses that you know. I look out there and I see a lot of startups and you know things like this, but they're small startups. And it could be an app, it could be something in software, but it's not necessarily. And, you know, we've had some businesses that have started in Reading that have grown dramatically. Is Anderson, you know, is Anderson looking at that in the future, Baron? I mean, looking at kind of the tech people, or what are you looking at there to, what would be the ideal industry for Anderson, would you think?
Well, I think one that can conform to the California laws, unfortunately, and that's
So you guys are going to be growing marijuana out there? Huh?
No, probably not. Well, I can't speak. I can't speak for the other four, but
do you think marijuana is going to become part of the landscape? How long can you fight it?
It just scares me. It just scares.
No,
me.
And I don't blame you, and I support your battle, but how long do you really think that we up here in Shasta County can keep this fight up?
Well, I think it all depends on your desire of living. I mean, the way I look at it is if Shasta Lake City is doing it and other cities around it do it, and our city, for whatever reason, doesn't do it, if that's the way the council votes, I think that's an opportunity where people that don't want to be in that environment have a place to go and have a place to live. And so that for me is the way I look at it. I like the fact that we're
You're the elected representative. Yes. People want to change that attitude. Just elect somebody in that's going to be pro-pot.
That's right.
You know, speak to the attitude, though, of a business community and how does government want the population to grow. One of the things as that I've always seen is that government doesn't create jobs, nor should it.
Correct.
It should be in a position of certainly encouraging certain types of industry. But if there's a piece of property down there and a guy wants to come in and put XYZ in it, shouldn't be up to the government agency to encourage them to do ABC. They should figure out a way to make their thought process blend into your community and make them successful in their private enterprise. They're the ones that create jobs.
Correct.
And so if you've got a guy that has a skill and an ability to make a business, encourage him to do that business in your community rather than try to make him blend into a preconceived idea of what you think the business climate should look like.
Well, I think the council has done a good job of that. We now have
proof is in the pudding. They're filling up buildings.
And we have reduced fees if you employ so many or if you're, you know, this big. So, or if your tax revenue to the city, you know, is this. And so we have those structures already in place. This is our second year. We just renewed it a month or so ago to do that again. But our door is always open. Mm-hmm. The one thing I love about our second floor is you can go in and you feel like you're the customer.
Uh-huh.
We're there to help you. When you come in, this is what I want to do. We're not – the answer is not no. The answer is, well, how can we help you get there? This might not be the area based on, you know, what our city guidelines are over here. But here's an area where you could do that, you know, uh-huh, type of work. And so, and here's the landowner, and they're selling their property, and here's their name. And then once you get, because what we battle a lot is, unfortunately, we battle, and we just talked about it, is the state. and their regulations. The city regulations are nothing in comparison to the state regulations.
Yeah.
And so, but we're here to walk you through those. We know there's going to be issues along the way, and we want to be there to say, yep, that's a problem, but here's how we've solved it in other areas.
Uh-huh.
And we're not outside
gonna,
the box.
And we're not going to keep coming up with we're not going to keep coming up with more things.
And by the way, now you've done these.
It. Now you've done these five. Oh, here's another five we just thought about.
Why can't you get them all at once?
I don't know. To me, that makes sense. I mean, would you? Hey, I really need 8,000 rounds of ammo for this fight. But I'm only going to order two. And so I go back and I say, I need eight. Okay, but here's two. But I need eight. But there's okay. Just take the two. All right. So you take the two. Then you run out and you come back and say, oh, okay, here's two more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
so
stupid. You just keep fighting and fighting and fighting. And the fact that you all broke the code on that, which is really, frankly, not rocket science.
It's just good business.
Well, the idea, you get one shot at them. They come in and they want to do X, Y, Z.
Right.
These are the things that you're going to have to accomplish. Could,
and everybody's on the same sheet of music in your planning department, in your permitting, is that if they don't see Rob today and they see Mark, and then next time they come in, they see Mark, he and Rob are on the same sheet of music. So
yes.
There's not two different people saying, no, I don't know why he said that.
Well,
think
there's
you
not
need
that
to
many people
these.
On our second floor, so well, we're good.
Well, I mean, there's times.
Which is the other thing that the city of Anderson has done. If they need an expert in this for a certain project, they contract that out instead of having that person on staff waiting 365 days for that
That's
project.
That's a great idea. I like the idea of privatization, contracting out, and all that. Baron Browning, thank
AB
you so much.
AB 1250, oppose it.
What's that?
That's the one where they will not let you subcontract in the county and the state. It's horrible.
That's a horrible.
Horrible. Sorry.
AB 1250. Okay, be against that. Hey, tomorrow we're going to be talking Eastern medicine and how it's working right here in Reading. Also, transgenders in the military. Big subjects tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Stay cool out there.
The news, sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive on KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. North Korea is dialing up its anti-U.S. rhetoric, unveiling a detailed plan for launching a volley of ballistic missiles toward the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam. Meanwhile, Trump administration officials and a top Senate Democrat are speaking out.
Traveling home from Asia yesterday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told reporters Americans should sleep well at night, and President Donald Trump's fire and fury comments on North Korea were meant to prevent any miscalculation. But Defense Secretary James Mattis said North Korea should cease any consideration of actions that would lead to the end of its regime. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,